Well, Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios now. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Michelle, to political issues more broadly, the government says the Medicare system needs to be brought into the 21st century, and we're going to be joined by the Health Minister, Susan Lee, after eight. The AMA says this is all about cuts to the budget. Labor's joined that criticism, as we heard earlier on AM. Is Labor trying to make this a rerun of the $7 co-payment debacle, which was so bruising for the coalition? Because I'm pretty sure we do need some kind of review or overhaul of the medical benefit schedule.
Well, I think that that review is very important, and obviously it should be updated and streamlined, and items that are not desirable put off and perhaps new ones put on, although I don't think that that's been contemplated at this point. That's another process. But I think that there can be a lot of exaggeration in this area, that Australia's health costs, for example, compare pretty well internationally, and the phrases like bringing it into the 21st century do seem to me to over-egg things to a fair degree.
And Michelle, we're also seeing reports this morning, as the new government's rolling out, there's these new kind of stories every day. The Communications Minister Mitch Fifield wants to put media ownership and anti-siphoning laws back on the table. Now, under Tony Abbott, the decision was really, well, that's all a bit hard. Now that Malcolm Turnbull, who was the Communications Minister, of course, is Prime Minister, he seems to have opened this up again. Is he living dangerously here?
It's always a difficult and dangerous area for a government. Tony Abbott wanted to get everyone in the industry to agree. That was not possible, therefore he wasn't going to take the risk. Malcolm Turnbull was always anxious for change. And, of course, this brings together the power of very, very big businesses and government, and these issues are essentially, they have winners and losers. They involve a lot of arm twisting by media organisations. They contain the danger of more consolidation of an already very highly concentrated traditional media. So it'll be an interesting process to see where Malcolm Turnbull lands on this, but I think it's an area that he really does want to see changes and has been determined on that for quite a while.
Just on that front of policy changes, Tony Abbott gave an interview to the News Corp papers over the weekend, and basically citing the fact there'd been very little policy departure so far in Malcolm Turnbull's first fortnight as Prime Minister as proof that his government was doing a good job for the country, which feeds right into the argument that, you know, he was replaced because of style, not substance. This is a gift to Labor, isn't it? And is Tony Abbott right or wrong?
Well, he's not going to be right in the longer term or even the medium term. I think we are seeing Malcolm Turnbull indicating that he wants change. We're seeing that in the interviews that ministers are giving. George Brandis was interesting on television yesterday, emphasising it was a new government, as he put it. Obviously, Tony Abbott wants to play up that it wasn't a matter of substance, and to some extent it wasn't. It was a matter of who can best win the next election, or who can win the next election. But the substructure of all that was that the new leader was going to bring changes to quite fundamental policies. In some instances, we don't know the content of that change, but nevertheless, there will be change from what would have happened under Tony Abbott.
That's right. I guess we have to remember it's only 2 weeks so far. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.